Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is
gonna do. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your heart in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do? Our eternal home.
we know that you have lying in wait, in reserve, a mansion that's not built by the hand of man. But you are its architect. You are its creator. You are the designer. And until you crack those clouds, one of these old historical mornings, God, you said to work until you come. So, Father God, I want you to know that we'll be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, God, tonight, hallelujah, to anoint these loose of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the parts of their iniquity. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom. To everybody and anybody that's hurting out there in the epitome of their souls on tonight, these and other blessings we ask in Jesus' righteous name. And we will let the church say amen around the world. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. You're tuned in to the Old Ship of Zion. Once again, your host is Overseer James Ward. This is the live podcasting program of tonight. I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock. And we know that time has already been well spent. But I come to encourage your heart tonight. And I want you to get your seat, get your cushion to position your posture. If you feel like getting you some chip and dip and everything to sip, I want you to sit a spell. Get your Bibles, get your notepads, your pencils, your iPod. Get your digital devices. And to allow me to bring unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Our sermon on tonight entitled, A World in Labor. I want to say that one more time. A world in labor. And I want to make note of at this time, if you want to call in and talk to the host, the lines are open. The lines that you can reach me is 646-237-4. They're on your monitors. The guest call in is 877-598-8654. We welcome your prayers, petitions, and we also welcome your testimony that you want to share with the world to give someone faith that may not have faith on tonight. So the lines are open if you care to call in. The lines are now open. All right, as I first stated, we're going to go on into a live program right now. And we're going to read our first key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. The whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Romans 8:22. All right, we're going to read our second key scripture on tonight. And it reads like this. Hallelujah. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. That scripture reading can be found in the law of John 14:18. And we're talking about the coming of the Messiah, the coming of Jesus Christ. And I'm going to give you an outline of what I'm talking about when I talk about a world in labor. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And we know that every now and then and again, we know that the earth lets out a moan. Sometimes it's more of a scream. It's like unto a mother that's giving birth. And we find out that the Apostle Paul said that the whole creation groans and labors. That scripture reading again is coming out of the law, Romans 8 and 22. We know that these groans often take the form of an earthquake, landslides, hurricanes, and tsunamis. We know that the Word of God tells us that in the end time, there would be wars and rumors of wars. And saints of God and friends of you alike and you that are tuned in on tonight, I want to serve you notice that we're living in the last days, whether you know it or not. Don't let anyone fool you into thinking that you have 20, 30, 40, 50 more years. Because one day is like 1,000 years unto God. We're living in a society to where look like wrong is ruling the right. Wrong is the new right in today's world, seems like. We find out that the world is in an uproar. The world is giving birth of pain. Pain that's be thrust upon sons and daughters and mothers and fathers and aunts and uncles and grandparents and friends and constituents. Pain lost of a son or daughter killed. Killed without a cause. People that are being killed because they are standing up for righteousness. Standing up for God. But I'm here to encourage you. If you don't stand for something, I'm here to tell you you'll fall for anything. Hallelujah. And we are alone in longing for Jesus, our Savior, to return. But as we wait, we know that He is our constant compassion. Like the earth, we rant and rave for God to make things right. We, as His followers, though, are called to wait with perseverance. In spite of our earthly uncertainties, we know that someday all of creations will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Jesus said that He would be with us always, even to the end of the age. The law of Matthew 28 and 20 tells us, and when we can trust Him to keep His word, we know that when earthquakes and calamities increasingly appear, look up, trust God, because He's in control. We know that redemption drawing near. We know that Jesus make possible a new birth and nature's rebirth. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that we're living in the age to where it's not safe for our sons and daughters to go to school nowadays. They're being molested. They're being raped. Hallelujah. And their dignity taken away. Because the world is in labor. The world of giving birth to corruption, distortion. The world is out of control. Hallelujah. But we know, as Jesus was preparing to leave his disciples, he promised to return. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And that where I am, there ye may be also. That scripture reading is found in the law of John 14:3. After enduring the horror of the cross, Jesus rose from the dead to provide eternal life to all who believed in him as their Savior. He indwelled in us today by the Holy Spirit. We know that one day he will return and gather us into his presence. That scripture reading is found in the law of Thessalonians 4:15-18. Jesus is true to his word. Every word that Jesus has spoken has come to pass or is in the making of coming to pass. If you are his, he will come back for you. I encourage you to lift up your heads, pilgrims. See the days approaching now, crimson the sky. We find out that night shadows flee. And your beloved awaiteth with longing at lasting draweth now. Christ's second coming is as certain as his first. There is no doubt that Jesus is coming back just like he said he would. And he said that he's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. A church that's sinless. A church that robe is clean. No crimson stain, hallelujah, on your spiritual robe. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we're told that there was a university where there was a group of students, and they had raised the question of, what do you want to be in life? And there was different answers that were given. A champion athlete once said, an influential politician once said, another said, a noted scholar. Shyly yet clearly, one student said, something that calls a thoughtful silence. You might laugh at me, but I want to be a saint, said one student. Can you imagine a saint? Whatever his concept of sainthood, many in our secular society would view that as ambition, as eccentric. But yet, if we are Christians, it ought to be the highest priority of our lives. We know that the essential of sainthood is simply to be like Jesus. Paul said that the overarching purposes of God the Father is to make us like him and his Son. That scripture reading is found in the law of Romans 8:29. We know, of course, every believer is guaranteed perfect confirmation, perfect conformity to Christ in the world to come. We know that Jesus does not want us to wait passively until we enter heaven for that supernatural transformation to take place. We find out that in the law of 1 John 3:2, we are to be cooperating with the Holy Spirit to grow more and more like Christ in this world in which we now live. We're in the now. Yes, We are already saints by faith in Christ Jesus. In the law of Philippians 1 and 1. But we know that each day we face the challenge of becoming what we are Christ-like in every area of our lives. More like the Master, I would live and grow. More of his love to others, I would show. More self-denial like his in Galilee. More like the Master I long to ever be. We find out to belong to Christ is to be a saint. To live like a saint is to be like Christ. Hallelujah. Now, did you know that the largest type used by most newspaper headlines of astounding event has been called the Second Coming? And they typed question mark. And these heavy black letters are reserved for only the most amazing front page news stories. We find out that this dramatically typed has been used to announce the beginning and the ends of war, moon landing, and presidential elections, winners of natural disasters and other significant events. We know that one day mankind will witness the great event for which the Second Coming type was named, the return of Jesus Christ. We're talking about a world in labor. Hallelujah. And what a day that will be. The one who ascended to the heavens long ago, he will return to this earth. When our Lord come back, it will be such a phenomenal occurrence that it will command worldwide attention. The day Jesus told his disciples that he would be leaving them, and Peter was filled with questions. The law of John 13 and 36 through 37 tells us that Jesus didn't explain when he would return, but he reassured his disciples that he was going to prepare a place for them. One day, he would come again. We know that when the Savior comes back, saints of God and friends and you alike, his return will command the attention of all earth inhabitants. It will be a headline event when Christ, the Lord, returns to reign. The world will know of that event. For everyone shall see his face and know the reason he was sent. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Our sermon on tonight is a world in labor. A world that's in a devastation of chaos. Look like there's no rest nowhere. It's uproar over here, it's fighting over there, it's shooting over there, it's stabbing over there. But one day, Jesus is going to come in a world that's in labor. And Jesus told us that there will be no more pain. There will be no more sorrow. We won't have to cry no more. We won't have to sigh no more. Because Jesus is not going to say to anyone, but Jesus is going to come himself. He's going to wipe every tear from your and mine eyes. Because we know that there will be no tears up in heaven. So I want you to be encouraged, you that has lost a loved one. If they have made peace with God, you shall see him or her again. in that great and resurrection morning. Hallelujah. But like I've already stated, we're living in a world that's in labor. It's in labor and it's giving birth to devastation. And there is just nowhere to turn. Every corner, there is trouble on every hand. But God don't want us to be alarmed. God wants you and I to continue to work and do His will. We are to be about the Great Commission of winning souls to the kingdom of Jesus Christ. God wants us to work wise day, because we know when darkness comes, no man or woman can see how to work it. So before ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence. Make them attentive to Overseer Janet's Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. We will now change the service of the program. We're going to bring you hymns of inspiration to employ a spirit of happiness where there's been pain all day, all week. We're bringing unto you words and songs of encouragement. So I'm asking those of you that will, that are listening out there in my live audience or tonight around the world, to listen up and be inspired and rejuvenated. Till we meet again across these skyways and highways, you are most encouraged, saints and friends, kinship family, to go in God and allow God to go in you. Till we meet again, bye for now.
Thank you. And I won't